and gentlemen, it is, for your listening pleasure, the Tuscaloosa Tornado. Conservative Katie. I don't know.
The Tuscaloosa Tornado.
Yeah.
I like that. Good morning. Yep.
Fire-breathing conservative Katie.
Good morning, Katie.
Disputing all liberal ideas.
We are going
to... Ryan, I want you to play it, because I've got some audio I want her to listen to and get her take on it.
Mm-hmm.
And I know you've got some audio that you worked very hard in getting.
Yes, I do. So we're going to set this up. Katie, as you know, the narrative is being carried out in Brooklyn Center, where another police officer involved shooting has happened in Minnesota. Last night, watching CNN coverage, we pulled some audio. It is heavily edited because the man got emotional and started swearing at the anchor. But basically, it shows you the false narrative that's playing out that CNN's trying to portray in black communities about everybody up in arms. Nobody wants to see CNN there, and CNN's furthering the problem. So we are going to play the reaction from this gentleman that confronted this news anchor. And this is new right here on WFMD. And here it is, the heavily edited audio between the confrontation of
fingers crossed it's heavily edited.
I listened to it three times, so here it goes.
Now you can see.
Y'all be twisting up the story.
You want to talk to me? Okay, cool. Don't take my mic, but we're cool. Okay. What's your name?
My name is.
All right, so tell me what you think about what's going on here.
What I think about this is all the press and all the extra do makes this worse.
You think so?
Yes. When people want to protest, they shouldn't do it in courthouse. That. You get what I'm saying?
I want you to be careful. I really
of what?
Of anything that can hit
what?
You. Of anything that can hit you. Look at all the stuff. Of this.
Do I look like I'm scared?
No, you don't.
Do I look like I'm scared? You don't. Exactly. Y'all need to get up out of here with all that twisting up the media.
Okay. You don't know me, but we're going to get to know each other. That's
you
what we're going
to
do.
Know each other,
yes,
huh?
We are.
Let's
we
see.
Are. We are.
How you going to know me?
I'm going to talk. I'm going to share our number with you. All right, let's do it.
No, let's do it right
let's
here.
Let's do it. All right, here's my phone. Let's go ahead and share my number.
Talk about something that's real.
Tell me what's
y'all
real.
Y'all just going to edit out the
We're live right now.
I don't care if you live or not.
Okay,
get away from here with all that media y'all doing.
Right now.
Look.
We're with CNN.
Then take that camera all the way to
we are going up there.
Take it all the y'all doing all the extra backhand make people look all crazy with what they are.
All right, then you watch us because that's where we're going. All right, so everybody's...
There you go. I mean...
Wow.
Wow.
That's powerful stuff, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, I personally believe that different forms of super liberalized media, they all do the same thing. And I think that CNN really works off of the fear and the left-leaning ideas. And I believe that they truly try to incite these situations in order to kind of incite more fear and more of an uproar from their left audience.
Yeah, I think Candace Owens said it best. I was reading her book the other day, Blackout. I've been reading it. I'm a slow reader. I've been reading it for months. But she said that the Democrat Party has been playing black people for a long, long,
long time.
Long time. Oh, yeah.
The Morning News Express on WFMD. Bob Miller, Ryan Hedrick, and conservative Katie, the new generation. And she's got some exciting news, and we're going to get to that in just a couple minutes.
Big news.
Big news. But I want to play kind of going back to what's going on in Brooklyn Center. Brooklyn Center Police Chief Gannon, I don't know if you saw this, who said that he was in front of a riot. He was front and center at the riot. And a reporter goes, well, there was no riot. Here's some of that audio.
One final question. What was your decision to issue a dispersal order while they were peacefully protesting in front of the police station? What led to you to issue a dispersal order, and then on the back end of that 10-minute dispersal order, then to issue out CO2 canisters and gas for the crowd?
So,
can you talk to us about
that? Just so everybody's clear, I was front and center at the protest, at the riot. We did not.
There was no riot.
We were being, the officers that were putting themselves in harm's way were being pelted with frozen cans of pop. They were being pelted with concrete blocks. And yes, we had our helmets on and we had other protection gear, but an officer was injured, hit in the head with a brick. That was a Hennepin County deputy. He was transported to the hospital. So we had to make decisions. We had to disperse the crowd because we can't allow our officers to be harmed. And I've already answered the question, I believe, about your lighting. I know that's a big deal with you, and I understand that, but I thought I'd explain that myself. So that is, I told you it's my decision, and that's why I made that decision. Is there another question? Yes, ma'am.
All right, so they went on.
Wow.
To keep saying the same thing. Well, they moved across the street. Why did you continue to do what you did? And he told them the answer, and the narrative was they were not reporters, they were activists. You were shooting at them, you were doing this, you were doing that, rubber bullets, why did you use tear gas, blah, blah, blah. They were just protesters, and you know what? As soon as they throw bricks and frozen bottles, and now he's, of course, up there, up north, so it's pop and not soda, that they were frozen cans and frozen bottles. That's the way they do things. Because if you throw a frozen bottle of water at somebody, guess what? It falls out, and it's just like, well, I just threw a bottle of water.
Right, right.
Yeah, right, right. Again, well, liberalized media, they don't actually care about the situation at hand. And rather than being a form of news and factual announcements, they blow things up as much as possible to create the vision that they want. So I genuinely believe that they make it to be what they want it to be.
Katie, this is a great segue to one of the agenda items. And we're talking to conservative Katie here on WFMD Morning News Express with Bob Miller, Ryan Hedrick, and conservative Katie, who joins us every Wednesday. We talk about the Tuscaloosa campus that you're on right now at the University of Alabama. They have a paper that's rather left-leaning. What's the latest on this?
Yes, so it's called the Crimson White, and it is my least favorite form of news on campus. I absolutely hate it. It's extremely, extremely, extremely liberalized to the point where it's not even like they report news at that point. They're known for posting articles such as 5,000 plus students will participate in spring graduation commencement. Some have mixed reviews about the safety protocols, and Dixieland Delight and Few Masks in Sight, reflections on sheltering at peak capacity, which the latter was in regards to how we had several tornado warnings, and we only have so many tornado shelters on campus. And they were really upset that all of the students had to go to the tornado shelters and not be socially distanced, which I just think is absolutely ridiculous because there's a tornado warning. We had to be safe at that point. Without knowing it, they hold the same issue that most major media in our country has, which is they refuse to talk about important, hard-hitting issues and the facts behind those issues. And instead, they choose to run their own personal agenda and adhere to what they believe and what they want to be heard. And so it's really not about educating the students on what is happening on campus. It's about fear-mongering and hiding real events that are happening. And it's really unfortunate for us as students because that is our school newspaper. We have no other form of news on campus.
So what happens if they try to run a story, or have they tried to run a story? Who's the editor there? What is the oversight process like? Is it an exclusively run student newspaper?
Oh, absolutely. And there definitely is bias when choosing who they want their editors and their writers to be. There are opinion-based pieces, but the majority is just, hey, this is a newspaper, this is the news about what's happening at our school. And so when they post articles such as that, and it doesn't say opinion-based, it's like, okay, so this is now what everyone believes. And, you know, I have a high GPA. I'm a communications student. I love writing. And I even wanted to be a member, a writer for the Crimson White, or an editor. But now, after noticing how liberalized they are and the way that they like to skew things, it's been very hard for me to even want to apply, because I just know that there's no chance that I'll be able to even get a part.
Interesting. The paper, the website, I'm looking at the website right now. Some of the top stories right now making news on the campus of Alabama: embrace Alabama kids, help foster youth with college expenses, rather. What is the purpose? Why student emails will transition to Microsoft Outlook? Hard to overcome. Why some students are fighting to protect biodiversity in Tuscaloosa. All hard-hitting issues, Katie. I don't know what you're talking about. I really don't
know. I know. It's crazy. And that's the thing that bugs me more than anything, also, is the fact that the news itself isn't really news. I, as a student, and I know many other students feel this way, we want to know about the actual issues happening on our campus. And we know that the university itself throws things under the rug, that they don't want to be put out to the world and to be announced. But I think that it's important that we talk about these things happening on our campus. Sexual assault is a big issue that nobody talks about. There are just so many different things nobody talks about that need to be talked about. And I think it's really unfortunate that our school newspaper refuses to talk about them.
Well, we got to talk about the news and more with Conservative Katie. She's got some more big news coming up. We'll talk about that. Mm-hmm. With Ryan Hendrick, Bob Miller, Conservative Katie on Free Talk 930 WFMD. FCL Morning News Express on WFMD.
Uh-oh.
842.
Uh-oh, Bob.
Bob Miller. He is Ryan Hendrick. And she is Conservative.
No. I think Conservative Katie has dropped off.
What? She?
Uh-oh. Hang on.
Listen. Big lib.
No. Listen, talk. I will put myself on hold and get back to her. Hang on.
All right. Well, we were talking to her. She's got some big news coming up. And, well, hopefully, if we can't get to it, I'm sure that, if she can't make it known, then we will spread the news. But, dealing with what we're hearing, and the reason why we put Conservative Katie on the air with us is, number one, she's articulate, she's smart, and she is conservative. Now, she is a self-described pre-liberal, too, because she was a liberal, and then she became woke. The real woke is when your eyes, the lies and the veils that are covering your eyes have been lifted, and you can see the real truth when it comes to what's going on in the world.
Yep, and speaking, we have Conservative Katie back on the line. All right, Katie,
she's got big news. Let's get to it before she drops off again, because she's a big lib. Only kidding.
Katie, share your big news with us. So excited for you. Go ahead.
Absolutely. So I was just doing some homework last week, and I actually received a DM from Turning Point USA. It was created by Charlie Kirk. And they basically asked me to be an ambassador for their organization on a national level, which is super exciting. I'm really excited for this journey, and I will have the opportunity to work with Charlie Kirk, Alex Clark, and many others throughout. The first event that they are having that I will possibly be attending is their Women's Leadership Summit in Texas. This June, which I think is just absolutely amazing, because there is such a stigma around Republican women. And I love that hundreds and thousands of us can gather in one place and just share that one thing that we have in common, which is being a conservative. So I'm so blessed to be able to meet and encourage Republican women from all walks of life to pursue a passion in politics. I'm very excited.
Yeah, I am so excited for you. This is, this is well deserved. We already know you're going to do big, big things in life. That's why we have you on the air with us.
Right, and we just
thank you so much.
Two old guys can ride your coattails.
thank you guys so much. It's going to be amazing.
Yeah, and you're going to be amazing for the organization. Now, what are your expectations from this opportunity?
So as an ambassador, they send me basically a bunch of merch every month. And basically all I have to do is be an ambassador on social media for them. So I have to post a few pictures of me and their merchandise, share as much as I can on my Instagram stories. But besides that, they really just want to hear from their ambassadors on social media. So I continue making TikToks and they'll post them, keep making tweets on Twitter, anything on Instagram, and they really, really hype up and repost their ambassadors as much as possible. So it works out in their favor that we have large followings on social media, so we get to share more about them, but also they get to share more about us, which is super exciting, and get us in touch with big name people.
So take us behind the elements of a good TikTok. When you say a good TikTok video, so you're sitting in your room or you're walking around that beautiful campus you attend, or you're in Atlanta visiting your boyfriend or something, and what inspires you to create a TikTok that's quote-unquote TikTok worthy?
Well, the idea behind it is first, TikTok has sounds. So you can actually utilize different, whether they're funny sounds, whether they're just music, you can utilize that in order to create a sound. But for my TikTok personally, it's more about education. And what creates a good TikTok for me is basically anything that's newsworthy and anything that I have, oh, yeah, this is my opinion. This is a great idea to touch on. And I just make a TikTok about it. And people love to hear from others. They love to hear your opinion, whether they like it or not. And usually the traction that I get is not good traction. I get a lot of hate, get a lot of hate comments. But at the end of the day, there are a very small number of conservatives who are on TikTok, and they really do enjoy the media that is being put out. And we like to share ideas and just share our opinions on what we believe is happening in our country.
Okay, I have your biggest fan on hold, so stand by. I'm going to try to make this happen. Hang on real quick. We're doing something that... Okay. Hey, Tom... You're on the air with Conservative Katie. Go ahead.
Hi, this is Conservative Tom. I'd like to know your position on the death penalty.
Absolutely. Hi, Tom. It's so nice to meet you.
Thanks.
So my personal opinion on the death penalty is I'm a Christian, and I am against it.
Katie, hang on real quick. Let me dump Tom. Hang on. Okay. Because that was... All right, Katie, go ahead. Now you can give your opinion.
All
Sorry
right,
about
perfect.
That.
All right, perfect. So as a Christian, I am against the death penalty. I don't believe that it is our right to decide who lives and who dies. I, however, do believe in life sentences, and I believe that no matter how wrong a person can be in their actions, death isn't ours to control. That's up to God, in my opinion.
Hey, you've hit another home run today on the air. We're so happy that you're going to be the ambassador to Turning Point. And I would invite you, Katie, and I know Bob would do the same thing. I would invite you that if you have a guest that you meet through Turning Point and want to have a 3 or 4 way conversation on the air on Wednesday, you know, we could put you in charge of building your segment and you could bring guests on that you meet from your experiences at Turning Point. We could have a nice dialogue of conservatism on the airwaves every Wednesday. How do you feel about that?
Absolutely. I definitely will keep that in mind. I already have a lot of conservative friends who are involved with Turning Point, and a lot of them are even more famous than me. So I definitely will look into that, and I think that would be a great experience for all of us.
Yeah, and in the month of May, we have a surprise because Katie is going to join us live in studio at some point. We're working the arrangements out, and we'll keep you up to date on that. Thank you so much, Katie. Have a great week, and remember, keep your eyes and your ears open because there's always a big story right in front of you.
Absolutely.
Definitely. Thank you guys so much for having me.
Absolutely. Our pleasure. Conservative Katie joining Bob Miller and Ryan Hedrick right here on Free Talk 930 WFMD.